Welcome dear learners, welcome again in our online course on academic writing. Last week we discussed what is academic writing, how it is different from simple writing, and what is the importance of academic writing with respect to the stakeholders, students, researchers, academicians and institutions. And then we discussed about the very basic rules of academic writing. Now what next? Dear learners, in this module, we will discuss English as a language in academic writing. Do you know? Non-compliance with the standards and conventions in academic writing results in rejections of many manuscripts. So we are going to deal with this aspect in this module. Now what is the learning outcome? After completing this module, you will be able to understand the importance of English as a language in effective academic writing. You will be able to understand and to solve the problems faced by non-native speakers in academic writing and to effectively use the most common practices and the most common elements for effective academic writing. Dear learners, don't worry, we are not here to teach English grammar. Rather, we will be focusing on the most common practices in effective academic writing in English. So, what is the plan? We will go with this plan. We will be focusing first the importance of English in academic writing. Basic rules of effective English in academic writing. Problems and solutions of non-native speakers, precise use of subjects, verb and adjectives, active voice and passive voice, judicious use of articles, and proper use of punctuations. Now, we will begin this module with the focus on the importance of English in academic writing. So, why English? Let's focus on that particular thing. English is a foreign language. English is an international language. English is a global language. So, as most of the journals are in English, it is crucial for every researcher or every academician to learn effective writing. We need English for exchange of ideas. English is needed to communicate and exchange your ideas with the international experts. It's different. It's different in academic writing. Using English in academic writing is different. Why? The use of English for scientific writing, for academic writing, is somewhat different from that of any other kind of communication. The main challenge in academic writing is to write complex things in the most simple way and the most clear way. You will have to inculcate the simplicity. You will have to simplify the things with the utmost clarity in the academic writing. For effective communication, you must have a good command on the language for scientific communication, for academic communications. For better understanding, effective use of language is required for better understanding and clarity of the topic being addressed. Now, let us focus on the basic rules of English in academic writing. What should we do when we are writing in English for the academics? First thing, be simple. Simplicity is the key. Keep it simple. Keep it clear, non-ambiguous. Keep it short. Concise, keep it reader friendly, and do not try to impress by ornamental English. Just communicate for better understanding. I would like to highlight this quote. Readers of scientific papers do not read them to assess them. They read them to learn from them. What is needed is more simplicity, not more sophistication. aim to inform, not to impress. Yes, dear learners, this is the key. We need not to impress the readers. What is required? We need to communicate our idea. We need to inform in very effective way. And simplicity is the key. Do not use passive voice unnecessarily. Unless it is required, unless passive voice is more comfortable and common than that of active voice, do not use it. Do not use much Latin words like modus operandi, prima facie, etc. Some readers, rather I would like to say that some authors are very fascinated with these words. But please, they are okay in casual speaking or casual communication, but not in academic writing. Don't use them until unless they are utmost essential. Avoid using and, at the rate, ASAP like abbreviation or other slangs. Avoid punctuation errors. You know, even a missing comma can alter the meaning of a sentence. Use the articles judiciously. Some authors habitually use the carelessly anywhere in their manuscript, even if it is not required. And same holds true for the articles A and an. Avoid very long sentences. You know, we are not writing for any magazine or for any newspaper. Very long sentences lose their meaning. Keep them short, keep them brief if you are writing for academics. So avoid very long sentences. Problems and solutions for non-native speakers. Let us discuss some of the basic features of the problems faced by the non-native speakers. Practice hearing and reading more. Writing English is almost always a major hurdle for non-native speakers. It is especially so for the beginners. Why? According to Professor S.P. Pani of Utkal University, for very simple reason, we are not comfortable with the English or any other foreign language. Why? Because in our natural learning process, it is not there. What is our natural learning process? We hear first, then we speak, and then we write. This is for your mother tongue. But for a foreign language, the trend is opposite from our natural learning process. We write first, then we speak, and then we hear. So the problem lies here. This is the problem. And that's why it is not going to be very much comfortable. But practice makes a man perfect. Another quote by J.K. Rowling. What did J.K. Rowling say? The most important thing is to read as much as you can, like I did. It will give you an understanding of what makes good writing and it will enlarge your vocabulary. Even the J.K. Rowling needs the enrichment of vocabulary. So the non-native speakers must focus on this aspect. So what to do? What is the key message? Practice to hear and read more. It will enrich your vocabulary and improve your understanding about the foreign language. Moreover, you will recognize errors yourself if you read your own writing loudly. This is the key. Read it aloud. You will come to know about your mistake by yourself. Now, what is the next point? You need to be formal. Be formal. You should not write merely by listening to a native speaker. Spoken English is casual speech. For academic writing, you need formal expressions. So in writing, we can adopt only the suitable elements even from a native speaker's speech. So be formal. Now, next point is be the generator, not the translator. You are supposed to generate a sentence, you know. If you prefer to translate from your language to English, instead, it is likely to invite errors, ambiguity, and loss of meaning. So just try to think in English. Just try to think in English and don't try translation process. Don't allow the process of translation in your mind. Be reader friendly. Adopt the reader first policy. Always remember, we are writing for the readers. Clarity, unambiguity, and simplicity are the keys of reader friendliness. Dear learners, nobody enjoys reading an unclear text. Moreover, no one wants the interpretive burden. So your writing must be ready to be grasped in one single reading. So academy writing must be clear from the first reading itself. Now, for non-native speakers, however, it looks very simple, but either use British or American English when you are writing it. When you are speaking, we don't bother about that, what you have written, either you have written color or color. But non-native speakers merely focus on the correctness of language. They do not subscribe to any one variety of English. You may use British or American English, being a non-native. Color, spelling may change in American and British English. However, you must choose one. Please remember this thing, otherwise it would be confusing for readers and reviewers. So dear learners, so far we focused on the importance of English in academic writing, why it is required, what are the basic rules of writing in English for academics, and what are the problems faced by the non-native speakers, and what are the solutions. Now, in our next lecture, we'll be focusing on the subjects, verb, adjectives, what are the effective use strategies, and active voice and passive voice.